Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great goodness. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your loving kindness, lavishly poured upon us this morning again. We can declare by the word of the Lord, this is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed be the name of Father. Thank you for the wonderful testimony, O Lord. Great deliverance as we rock for its anointing. No one can deliver after this thought, really. Lord, we give you all praise and glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord who caused us to triumph always through our Lord Jesus Christ. As we are gathered around you all this morning, Lord, we thank you very much, Lord. We just rest, you know, in the Holy Spirit to help us, you know, give us understanding. Help us to mix with faith, whatever the Lord will have us to say here this morning. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise and honor and glory. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
A text of scripture here, 1 Timothy 6, the 12th verse. 1 Timothy 6, the 12th verse. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called. So fight the good fight of faith. So this morning, the good fight of faith, the greatest battle that any child of God will ever fight is the battle of faith. See, we are confronted on every side. The Bible said that, none of that, you know. To believe God, Satan will push against our finances, and some of that, you know. So it's a battle all the way through and so on. So believe God for our finances and so on. It's a continual struggle against the materialistic current that prophet us. To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ's victory over sin, it's a battle with the spiritual host of darkness. The Bible calls them the accuser of the brethren, which accuses us day and night before our God. The Bible is in Revelation 12:10. Talking about the battle of faith and something like that, you know. To believe in God for a physical body when one is ill is to put up a battle against the devil. The Bible says the oppressor, right? Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The devil is the oppressor, isn't it? And the Lord Jesus is the deliverer. Praise the Lord. Talking about the battle of faith, right? Everywhere the child of God goes and so on, that's what we bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now let's talk a little about faith itself. People confuse faith with believing, right? There's a difference, really. Faith is a noun. For example, English, if you have English people here, faith is a noun. Belief is a verb. Analyzing these two words may help us to really, you know, continue to know how to trust the Lord more and more. Believing, being a verb, is an action word. It really means to take, you just take it, you grasp what you are looking for and so on. It's an action, right? That's what believing really means and so on, you know. To believe, in the biblical sense, means to take or to grasp. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ means to take him. You see, you take him for all that the scriptures declare him to be. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, praise the Lord. He is the eternal God, the Almighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. See? So you take him for all that the Bible says he is. You know? And to believe as a Savior means to take him as your Savior. You know? To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for healing means to take him as your healer and recognize him as your healer, Bible says. So believing is an act of the will. See? It's an act of the will. When you believe, you have acted. See? And having acted, you have reached what is called faith. See? Faith, like I said, it's a noun. To take a step, you take a step, right? You know, whatever you are doing, you take a step. I haven't taken the step, you have arriving in faith. To believe then is to act on the word of God. Faith is an action. Doubting is refusing to act on the word. That is doubting. Refusing to act on the word of God. And there are two kinds of unbelief. There are two kinds of unbelief. Number one, refusing to act on the knowledge of the word that we have. This can be called unpersuadedness. See, you have heard the word of God, right? And you refuse to act because you're not persuaded, right? Unpersuadedness. Refuse to be persuaded to act on what we know to be true. Refuse to act in the light of knowledge. Quite unlike Father Abraham, right? Those who are of faith, are the children of Abraham, right? So of Abraham we are taught in Romans 4:20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what God has promised, he was able also to perform. So the cure for this kind of unbelief is obedience, isn't it? Praise the Lord. You obey the word of God that you have really heard and so on. That's the cure for that kind of unbelief, unpersuadedness. So the cure for that one is obedience. The other kind of unbelief arises from the fact, from the lack of knowledge of the word of God. See? We do not know. Or people don't know, hence, they cannot act. They don't know, and they don't understand, hence, they are afraid to act. We could have acted, but they don't know how to act. The cure for this kind of unbelief is knowledge of the word of God, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. See this morning, the good part of faith and so on, So, anyway, we often wonder, why it is so hard for people to believe God? Why? Why? The reason is very clear. It's a spiritual thing, really, The reason is that we are surrounded by an antagonistic atmosphere that is presided over by the enemy of all righteousness. We live in this unreal world, really. We are surrounded by currents of unbelief so subtle that almost one does not even realize them. And so, resist them, that only a few ever rise above them. So let's go to the word of God I'm talking about here. And we pray that the Lord will help us to continue to be among the few who can rise up above these things. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm talking about Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, he says, and in the power of his might. Not your might, not my might, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, said. So our combat is not a mental war. People think that way. No, it's not a mental war. Bible tells us plainly. Nor a physical war. Not a physical war. As a Christian, your combat is not a physical war. It is a spiritual combat. Talking about the good part of faith, right? A spiritual battle is not won by physical means. You can't do it. Like self-denial of any kind or mental means of doing things. No, you can't win a spiritual battle that way. Or any kind of work that a man can do. You can't win a spiritual battle that way. Indeed, the battle has already been fought and won for the Christian by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. He has fought and won the battle for us and so on. He has equipped us. We are equipped of God for a supernatural life. Amen? Christianity, supernatural. God has equipped us for a supernatural life. God furnishes the equipment for us and so on. We continue Ephesians 6. Yes, a cue for your supernatural life. God furnishes the equipment. Let's continue. Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. He equipped us, right? The whole armor of God. That will be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand. Stand, therefore, the Bible says, having your loins, guard the battle with truth. We are equipped, right? With truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. See, it's the battle of faith, right? You know, as well as that, you know. The shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. I always rejoice when I read that particular verse. He told us what we are against, right? He now tells us we are able to quench all of the fiery darts. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, all of it, you know. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all things. So a little bit of just taking these verses as we go along here. So we win our battle by our recognition that it has already been fought and won by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by accepting the thing that he has done for us. That's how we really win as well, as you know. And not by struggling, no. We simply look up and say, Father, I thank you because the battle has been won. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. The battle of faith, right? You look unto him. He is the author of the true faith and finisher of our faith. Let's see now. In the faith fight, God does it all. He conquered the devil and so on, that, you know. Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. That's our Lord Jesus Christ, right? He spoiled the principalities. No, you are watching. You say we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, right? Against principalities, right? I say he has already won a battle. Here, the same principality, you want to look at it for yourself. Having spoiled the principalities and powers, right? He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So I don't need to fear that I'm letting against principality and power, and that the Lord has already spoiled them and made a show of them openly and so on. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. You know, I say that here all the time. When I hear that it's a past tense, Peter used to have, he didn't have it anymore. He doesn't have it anymore. Even my brother was talking this morning, so I know. He had the power, but he doesn't have it anymore, as well as, you know. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage and so on, as well, you know. So our Lord Jesus Christ put away sin. He bore our diseases so that we only need to thank him and enjoy it. See the battle of faith, right? Can comfort you anywhere, can comfort you with your health and so on, that you know. Same battle of faith, 1 Peter 2:24 says, who is own self bear our sins. Can't say the battle is fought and won by our Lord Jesus Christ, right? Who is own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead unto sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Amen. Praise the Lord, past tense, right? It's already fought and won. We just take what belongs to us by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the battle of faith and so on. We stand in that evil day. Our days come along as well. With the temptations come like a flood. You see? Having gathered our loins, sir. With the truth we're talking about now, or the reality of the word of God and so on. We are called to know the reality of the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where the victory is, right? The finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, meaning we act it. We use it and then confess it. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Confess it. And so confess whom you are. Speak it out and so on. We know that we are the very righteousness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is an acknowledged fact. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Because if you put on the level of righteousness, right? So we are the very righteousness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that we are in him. That's right, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Many scriptures are bound. John 14:20, the Lord said it. "And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and watch this one now, and ye in me, and I in you." Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. We are in Colossians 3:3. Last part says, "Your life is hid in Christ." Your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, that's my daily scripture. Praise the Lord. I cannot see what the psalmist prophesied. The Bible said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Because your life, my life as a Christian, is hid with Christ in God. Amen?
Amen.
So the devil was prophesying of the saints of God at the end time. And blessed be the name of the Lord. Our feet have been shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Or if you like, the good tidings of peace and so on. We can run now with a message of peace to the world. We can bring to men the good tidings. That's our job on this world while we are waiting for the coming of the Lord and so on. We have the shield of faith that withstands all the fiery darts of the evil one. The shield of faith, we are told. No, as well as you know. Now, let us not forget spiritual forces are greater than the physical ones, according to what people think. People only walk by what they see, what they can feel and so on. The spiritual world, the unseen world, is even more real than the physical world, as well as you know. And the Lord himself said in John 4:24, God is a spirit and so forth. Now, this word of ours, see, I'm talking about the spiritual world now. So this word of ours, you can see the rock, you can see the mountain, you can see the ocean and so on, you know. And all these physical objects, and indeed all things, were created by God just by the word of faith. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's right. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the words God put an earth in there before that any scientist, before they know of any galaxies, you know, by telescope and so on, God, the eternal word, who is the creator of all things, put it words, through, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. John 1:1, you know, and in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Just exhorting, just, you know, here, before I even continue about this place and some of that, you know. And verse 14 of John 1 says, "And he was in the Word." And the Word was made flesh, and he dwelt among God. I think verse 10 says that he was in the Word, and the Word was made by him, and the world knew him not. Praise the Lord Jesus. Colossians 2:16, or even John 1:3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Colossians 1:16. For by him, the Lord Jesus Christ, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether the thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. I think in Ephesians 3:9, towards the part of it, say God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Amen. I can keep going and going and going and going and going about it. I know why I'm reading this verse here and so that, you know. You see? Because I want to come to that verse to see that he that does all these things lives in you. So it's greater than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm reading about his majesty, about his almightiness, about his omnipotence, about his omnipresence. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, and we are seeing from the word of God that our combat is not with physical things, right? But with spiritual things. Our enemies are spirits, as I read in Ephesians 6, right? Some of the diseases that afflict men are actually spiritual, and you don't know it. Anyway, we are masters of those things. Like we read in Ephesians 6, we are really, the Lord has made us to be masters over all of these things, all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we reign as kings on this earth. We can reign as kings on this earth. Praise the Lord. Romans 5:17 says this. And that's what God wants you and I to do. For he by one man's offense, death reign by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. You have received abundance of grace, right? I have received abundance of grace. I believe Ephesians 2:8. By grace are you saved, right? Through faith. Praise the Lord. We receive abundance of grace, right? And of the gift of righteousness. Righteousness is a gift to us, like our salvation. Praise the Lord. Right, it's a gift. We don't work for it. Shall reign in life by one, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, and so we receive the gift of righteousness and so abundance of grace and so. We take the helmet of salvation in that Ephesians 6, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's verse 17 of Ephesians 6 and so on. So the combat is a combat that you fight with your lips too. Amen? Praise the Lord. I say this combat, this fight of faith, you fight with your lips. As many scriptures abound. People say, I have faith, I want this and so on. You know? They don't say nothing, but if God hasn't spoken in the beginning, nothing will be created. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, in our lips is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. Romans 10:8. But what says it? The word is nigh thee. Even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. With that word, we conquer disease. We say to any disease or any kind of a mountain or any kind of a thing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to stop. And then we have to stop. We are masters. And our Lord Jesus Christ made us masters. He made us to rule them as he did in his hard work. You know, in John 14:12, whether people believe or not, doesn't take away from the word of God. John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall they do, right? And even greater work that I do, I go to my Father and so on. Let me see, look at all the miracles and so forth. Even, you know, only God can really heal, right? You know, doctor can set my bone when it is broken, right? That's all he can do, right? Healing belongs to God, amen? Praise the Lord. But then he can heal and so on. And what does he do? All these things he does by his word. I'm talking about speaking. I mean, the battle you fight with your lips, right? Even in the Old Testament, in Psalm 107, verse 20, a popular verse here in the prayer meeting and so on. He sent his word, and he healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Amen? Teaching us to speak out the word of God. That's the example of when he was here, in Matthew 8:8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Talking about conquering by the word of God. You see, he said his word and healed them, you know. So, and the servant had been healed, and the Lord said, I will come and heal him. The man, the centurion, a Roman soldier, over 100 soldiers, right? I'm a man over authority. I say, unto this one, go and he goes, right? So that one come and he comes. So just speak the word, you know, and then my servant shall be made good and so. And it was so. And of course the Lord told him, go that way. That servant you know, is made of, amen. If you read further, we are told that as he went back home, and the Bible says they met him on the way. Oh, your servant is older than others, you know. Anyway, so let's go on here. He spoke the word, he sent his word, and so on. In Matthew 12:10, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. Talking about the spoken word, right? I say the battle you win with your, you know, with your lips and so on, by speaking the word of God. And we are following the Lord's example here. Everything he did, almost the creation was by the word of God, right? And then in the book of Hebrews and so forth, that, you know. Anyway, a man that had a withered hand. Verse 13 says of Matthew 12. Then said he to the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Amen. We are to follow his examples, learn to speak the word of God into your situation and so on. Even not only to the sick and so on, even to the dead. You know, the spoken word, right? The pastor, you are to do that. We are to do it as the Lord himself did it. To the dead. Daughter of Jairus. The Lord said unto her, Talitha Kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. That is in Matthew 5. If you are looking at it, Matthew 5, 41 and 42. Talitha Kumi, you know, being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Speaking to the dead, right? Praise the Lord. Can you hear anything? Praise the Lord. You know, she was dead and so on. He spoke to the dead and so on. Talking about the power of the spoken word, right? And so that, you know. The Bible says, time will come where all that die will hear his voice and they will arise. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. See? Anyway, and the Bible says, when he said that one, and straight away, the damsel arose, sir, and walked, sir, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. So talking about at one time, that's how your friend is dead and so forth, you know, in John chapter 11 and so on. Talking about the spoken word, the battle is won with your very own lips, right, and so on, as the Lord did in all of his ministry and so forth. That's how your friend is dead and so forth. He wasted 3 or 4 more days and so on, got there on the fourth day. So how did he, you know, what did he do and so on? In John chapter 11 and something like that, you know. So anyway, and you know, what did he do? He just called him out and something like that. And he just, Lazarus, come forth, praise the Lord. Go to the dead and so on. Lazarus, come forth. The Bible says that he came forth and so on. He cried with a loud voice in Matthew 11, 43, 44. Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came for the Bible says and so on. So in the same way, Mark 11:23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say, no matter what mountain you are facing, the Bible says, this is in Mark 11:23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, the mountain of finance, mountain of sickness, mountain of hope, no matter what, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Praise the Lord. That when this battle with your very lips, speaking the word of God, not just any word, not any man's word, but the very word of God as a child of God. Now about the thing of Ephesians, we continue. Praying always is there with all prayer and supplications in the spirit, and washing there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all sins. I mean, I don't know why God's children don't speak the word to themselves. I don't know why, you know, and so on. They pray, they do all these things and that, you know. Yet that's half the story and so on. Throughout the book of Acts, even like the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, even in the early church, they hardly really pray for the sick, amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will restore, said the Lord, to those who really want to. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who want to continue the tradition, they can continue. But there is a group of Christians, as we near the coming of the Lord, that we adhere to the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Amen. They will strive, contention, it's a contention, right? They will contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Praise the Lord Jesus. I like to do things the way the Lord did it. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Many times, I communicated one time. Of course, at a beautiful day, we know it and so on. He didn't pray for the crippled man. 40 years crippled, never walked in his life, right? He just said, see, by God, I have not. That which I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, light up and walk. Amen. He didn't pray. I think in Acts 10, one man, he said, Isaiah, Jesus Christ made you old. Amen. That was it, and he got up and began to walk. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God will restore, and will restore, said the Lord. We have to restore, to this one to have that restoration, they must look at the word of God. Then you can properly believe. Don't forget, what kind of unbelief is lack of knowledge, right? And the correction and the cure is knowledge. My people perish, you know, and something like that, you know. And back in Benjamin. So let us adhere to that faith. Want to develop to the same. Dare to speak the word with your mouth. Speak to yourself. What you want to, you know, what God wants to do for you and so on. Like, speak it out, you know, according to the promises of God. 2 Corinthians 3:5. Know that we are sufficient of ourselves. All these things have to be done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Amen.
Know that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Amen?
Amen.
See? Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, he said. So God has given us his own sufficiency, his own ability. He gave it to us. You know? All that God was in Christ, he pointed to Christ. And all that Christ is part of the church. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord Jesus. That's why he said, he that believeth on me, be what as I do, shall they do also. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. See, that word power or translated power in Greek is dynamis. All it means in the Greek. Means dynamis, meaning ability. That's what it means, you know. In the Greek and so on, that means ability and so on. So, it is according to the ability of God that it has worked within us. God's marvelous ability is at work within you as a child of God. If you let it, if I let it, work within us and so on. We are equipped by God and with God. We have His word that created the universe. That's why I told you what all has created. That same word that created the universe is that, you know, it with you. The word of God is right here. And so on. We have His word that created the universe. We have His word that can make alive or kill. You know, we have the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and all the authority of heaven is back of that name, invested in that name. We have the power of attorney to use that name. I used to wonder where people in the medical, you know, medical field, the power of attorney, that person, you know, where person can, you know, maybe somebody with sick and so on, they can't have it. You know, a power of attorney means that person can sign something for him. It's as if that person himself is signing it, right? So the same thing, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's why it's said in the 14:12 of John, and so that name is with us. Whatever, you know, we need, you know, that name represents him. When we use it, you know, we can accomplish anything in this world according to the will of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. All things are under that, you know. So anyway, we have the great and mighty Holy Spirit dwelling in you. That same Holy Ghost, wonderfully, who raised our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Isn't that wonderful? There are not two Holy Ghosts, I'm talking about, you know. That Holy Ghost, who in the creation, the recreation of the world, because in Genesis 1 and, you know, 1 and 2, Bible says the earth was without form and was void. And the Spirit of God moved upon it. I said, and there was darkness upon the face of the deep, and God's Spirit moved upon the waters, right? That same Holy Ghost has restored back the earth from the catastrophic destruction. That's the Holy Ghost is in you and I. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That same Holy Ghost that raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Well, let me read that one in Romans 11, Romans 8, I believe it is. Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, so I'm not by myself here, dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. Praise the Lord. Amazing. I mean, mystery of mysteries and wonderfulness of God. The same very spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and that is the same Holy Ghost. There are not two Holy Ghosts. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have the same ability at work within us that wrought in Christ in his heart work. The same ability, that's why he says the very word that I give you also. Now, Ephesians 1:19, couple of verses in there. I'm not talking about, you know, the battle of faith, the good fight of faith, right? Talking about the spoken word. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what? Who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. But with the exceeding greatness of the ability of God, I mean that power, dynamics and so on, the exceeding greatness of the ability of God to us world who believe, according to the the working of the mighty power. We are spiritually equipped. I just pray that we learn how to use this thing that God has given unto us and so on. And we know spiritual things are mightier than physical things and so on. Let us get acquainted with that which God has furnished us. I always like this Job 22:21 and so on. It says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby we shall come unto thee. That's in Job 20:21. Let us acquaint ourselves with the ability of God which is in you and I. Amen. Get used to it. You know, the Bible says that get acquainted with it. Get acquainted now with your place in the purpose of the living God. See? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I read Job 22:21, your dad, and if you are asking what verse is it and so on, you know. Now, don't forget that, Ephesians is and so on. Demons seek to change this world for the world. And in preparation for the coming of the Antichrist, right? That's what he's trying to do at the end of the age. Even in Revelation 12:12, he knows that his time is very short, right? I wonder why many, many Christians don't know about the shortness of time, amen? Why they would know that the time is short? How much more should God's children know that the time is short? I believe that in 1 Corinthians 7:29, Bible talking about shortness of time and so on. The time is, those who are married, be as if they are not married, amen? Those who born, as if they possess not and so on. If I'm right, in 1 Corinthians 7:29, we are in there and that, you know? So anyway, so we see. So they want to, turn the world, this world for worse. And for 7 years or so, they will do all they can, but we allow them to do that. You know. Now, the church needs to be awake and take a God-given mastery over the demons. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Why? We wait for his coming and so on. Now, I've read about the greatness of God in a nutshell to you and so on. To come to this verse in 1 John 4:4, we just talk in it, just say about the almightiness of God. God's ability is in you and everything like that. So now he answers, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. That's what I was trying to say. You know, the battle is all fought by our Lord Jesus Christ and so forth. Now, he said, ye have overcome them, little children, And because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. The thing that you don't even think so much about and so forth, you know. But that is the truth of it all. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And again, how little we appreciate this truth and so on, that you know. The mighty Holy Spirit, like I said before, that same mighty Holy Ghost who renewed the face of the earth in the beginning when it was void and so on, that same mighty Holy Ghost that raised Christ from the dead and so on, Bible says, so he is greater than is in you, that is the word and so forth. Let's take advantage by obedience, you know, to the inspiration, of the scripture by this same Holy Ghost who dwelleth in all. Anyway, so let us be aware of whom we are in Christ. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Let us go day by day to use this authority that he has given unto us. Those who by the leading of you have their senses exercised in these things, amen? Praise the Lord. Say by reason of use. So that to practice the word of God that we say after that, you know. And 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So here the Lord Jesus Christ has been made unto us wisdom. And this is God's wisdom, right? Not man's wisdom, God's wisdom. After all, 1 Corinthians 1:29 says, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and Christ the wisdom of God. Amen. I'll be giving to you and I. Praise the Lord. Let us apply our heart to it by faith in his word and so forth. Yes, Christ is the wisdom of God and so on. He is the power of God. He is God. You know, he's all in all. It is the wisdom that is greater than the satanic wisdom and so on, that, you know. So we see that we can defeat the adversary in any form or shape, any place, anywhere. We see that no matter what plans the devil makes, we are his superiors, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He called us a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, amen? That's who we are. Praise the Lord Jesus. We have to exercise the authority that God has given to you and I and so on, that, you know. So, all that we need is to learn the secret of utilizing this wisdom that God has given unto us. Let's not continue to ignore our right to this supreme wisdom, the Lord Jesus Christ, that has been made unto us. Wisdom is our righteousness, is our wisdom, is our all in all. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life, he said. This also means divine wisdom. It also means that we are no longer to walk in doubt or to walk in fear and in uncertainty. We walk as the Lord Jesus said did, with a short step, amen? Boldly and from that, you know. And the righteous shall be as bold as the lion, isn't it? Praise the Lord. That's what he does. So, guard ourselves with the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This battle of faith and so on, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As the host of evil come against us, we gather up ourselves morally, spiritually, with spiritual energy, and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we hold it against him, whatever he threw at us, we just hold the word of God against him and something like that, you know, he has to go away. So, We are identified in Christ, in all he was and in all he is. The enemy may be stubborn and resist you and I, and he does it all the time, but your will is set now. Made up my mind. David said, my heart is fixed, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. It's fixed and so on. You set up your mind and so on, and as you know, set your faith like a flame. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not looking at anything, just fix on the word of God and so on, as you know. You are going to win. And you literally charge on the enemy in all that all conquering name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why the secret is right. The all conquering name, the Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy may stand for a time, I always say, you know, but he will give up somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So he may stand for a while, for a time, but he must yield.
Amen.
He takes a strong way to hold us quiet in some hard places. Amen.
Amen.
And you have been walking in many hard places, right? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But God can make our will stronger enough to do whatever you want to get accomplished in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Persistence is necessary. Persistence. Talking about this battle of faith and so on. The greater fight God's children will ever fight and so on. Having set my will and your will to do the will of God, you can now push your way up through every obstacle the enemy may place in your way. I mean every obstacle that may place in your way. Praise the Lord. Out of it. So this morning, gather up all that is in you and drive, maybe there's any shrinking or hurting flesh into the brother. Meaning all the thorny thing you put in your way, just push that thing by faith and so by the word of God and so on like that, you know. And it must go away, all of it. Shout your commander and turn to it until you are obeyed. Amen? He will obey you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he obey you. You know, any kind of a man thing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, speak to it and so on. And he will obey you. The Bible says you are not arrested, but you know, dead before and so on. Whosoever shall say unto this man, say, be thou removed, could be matter of anything. You know that in his mind, he shall have whatsoever is said and so on, that, you know. So look up, whatever you want God to do for you, anytime, any place, look up to that mountain. Okay, let's say, give me that mountain, amen. Praise the Lord. He has a promise from God, right? Moses has told him before, when he was ministering and so on, what portion of parcel of land belonged to Caleb and so on. When the time came and so forth, he didn't forget it. Many forget the promises of God, right? Not Caleb. Praise the Lord. You have to remember God's promises, right? You know, now to Joshua, give me this mountain. You see, whatever you want God to do for you, a promise of God, you can look up to it and it is yours. And let me read the following blessing. Or the following blessed, inspiring promise greeted Israel as they faced the promised land, as you know, in the time of Joshua and so on. There is a blessed, inspiring promise that greeted them as they were entering the promised land. In Joshua 1, the third verse, it says, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given you. See? You know? And so that is meaning for an inheritance, right? So in a similar way, for them to do that, footprints means what? Footprints means possession. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. Possession and so on. But it must be their own footprint. You've got to tread their life. You've got to claim it. You see? It means their own footprint and so on. And we don't envy them so much. Because our Joshua, amen, praise the Lord. Our Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, gives us the same incentive to conquer, amen, praise the Lord. Conquer, we are more than conquerors, right? More than conquerors, through him that loved us. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Some people look at the Old Testament, even when we have read the book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, they are all of Old Testament saints, right? But the last verse says, without us, they cannot be made perfect. Look at the great exploit they did in the book, you know, the hall of the hall of faith, the book Hebrews 11. See? So and so we thank God for what he did in our life. So but Bible says without us, Bible says they cannot be made perfect as well as, you know. So anyway, our Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave us the same incentive to conquer. Every promise in the word of God that we put our feet upon is our. In it? And that's right. You can read it. Every promise that you know in the word of God that we put our feet upon is our heart. 2 Corinthians 1:20 tells us that. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says that for all the promises of God in him, meaning in Christ, are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Every promise, both Old and New Testament and some of that, belong to you and I as the children of God. So we see. Now, the plane, the rich plane of healing is ours. If we will simply put our foot there, amen? Because you say every feet, if you put your feet, it's yours, right? Even the plane feet, no plane feet of healing, it's mine and yours. If we will simply put our feet there, no figuratively saying, right? The upland of spiritual power is yours and mine. Though Anaka may live there, we don't care. It is yours, it is mine. If we will but go against him and drive him out of his stronghold in the almighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. See? You know, battle of faith also, you know, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God and from that, you know. So it's yours and mine. Whatever you think has from that, you know. Now, all the blessed promises of the old book are yours and mine. And why are we so slack to go up and possess our land? Why are we so slack? Between you and your possession, that huge mountain looms up. Many times, that's right. But what can you do? Gather your forces and in that all-sufficient name, go against it. Don't give up until the last enemy is conquered and is paying tribute to you. Amen? Because we're talking about land, right? Where they were going to possess the land, right? So figuratively, we are using this thing and so on. Whatever you want, God to do for you and so on. No matter what time is in you, what you want, walk against it in the all-conquering name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the word of God, and it is yours. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, see the battle of faith and so on. Good fight of faith. We are going to different directions this morning, speaking the word of God, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and so forth. I cannot tell you and me and so on that, you know, that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. So anyway, so we can claim all the promises of God in this Bible and hold them as our property. And it belongs to us. I think of the Bible as a love letter to the children of God in general and so on. So anyway, and again, I want to close with this particular scripture in Mark 11:23 and so on, that you know. So, there with the knowledge of our privileges, as the Son of God, as the children of God, and a will to have them for yourself and others, coupled with a persistent spirit that will not admit defeat, never ever admit defeat, you can cast into the sea any mountain that stands before you, praise the Lord Jesus. Persistent spirit. I'm going to read that scripture one more time. I say, with the knowledge of your privileges, my privileges, as a child of God, and a will to have them for yourself, to the glory of God, and to help others, coupled with persistent spirit that will not admit defeat, you can cast any kind of a mountain into the sea, you know, and so on, that stand before you. So go in this might, and God will get glory and you the victory. Amen?
Amen.
Last scripture, I've read it before this morning. For Mark 11:23. For verily, when they repent, say verily, verily. Say surely, assuredly. Amen?
Amen.
See? For verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. In that particular verse, to differ between believing, he mentioned belief in one place, only in one place, but in three places, he's talking about saying, amen. Praise the Lord. Take the word only. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, the good fight of faith. Using the eternal word of God, the imperishable word of God, the incorruptible word of God. For you are saved not by corruptible things like silver and gold, but by the incorruptible word of God.
Amen.
That liveth and abideth forever. That the master said that heaven and earth may pass away, those who will never pass away. By it, we are more than conquerors, overcomers. They overcome him, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So we thank you this morning. Yes, the battle of faith and so forth, fighting the good fight of faith. Thank you for equipping us, Lord. David said, teach my hands to war. He was fighting both spiritual and physical battles. He had to bear the arrow and the bow and so forth and so on. But blessed be the name of the Lord. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of all strongholds. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that battle of faith, that good battle of faith, thank you for equipping us, Lord. He has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and unto godliness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That we go this morning by faith, trusting the Lord and so forth. And by his grace, using that which he has already freely given unto us. Blessed be thy name, O Father. We worship and we adore you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you.
Amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.